Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, David Williams.
Good morning, LaVon. It is a great morning in the backyard.
Isn't it, though? I'll bet you're going to be outside sometime today.
I think so. I'm going to have to get out there and do a little raking, I think.
And then you'll find all those weeds.
That's right. They're already poking through.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to town. But we want to talk about, in a way it kind of fits spring, I think. The musical Love Comes Softly, and it's coming to Atlantic.
That's right. It's going to be here this Saturday, the 24th, and it will be playing at the First United Methodist Church at 800 Poplar Street. And the Saturday evening performance will start at 7. And then we will do another performance on Sunday the 25th at 2:30.
And this has kind of a long history. Can you tell us something about the Toby Waldowski who kind of put this together?
Yeah, he's really kind of an interesting individual. And I think before I talk about him, I kind of want to talk about the story itself.
Okay, yeah.
It's based on a book by, and I'm probably not going to get her last name right, but Jeanette Oak or Oakey. Are you familiar with her?
Not until I pulled her up on the internet.
Okay.
She has written a ton of books.
She's written a variety of books, and I had read through some of the information in the press release. Has sold over 23 million books, so I'm sure there's quite a few people out there that have heard of her that are listening today. Anyway, there's several novels that she has written, and they have been made into feature films for the Hallmark Channel by Michael Landon Jr. And I just thought that was kind of an interesting twist on the story itself. But Toby actually read the book in 1991 and decided it needed to be made into a theater musical. So that's kind of how that all came about. I just thought that was kind of interesting. So, you know, if you come to the musical and you really like it, there's a book to follow up. If you're a reader, I would suggest getting the book, too, and reading along with that.
And then as I looked at the list, there were a whole series of books that kind of followed that up. And all of them kind of starts with love this and love that. And
right,
it kind
right.
of follows
and,
up.
No, and I think that's the thing. A lot of these are really timeless stories that, you know, they may take place at different points throughout history or whatever, but it's good classic timeless stories mm-hmm. about love and faith and all those good and bad things that go along with them.
Yeah, what happens in life is not always good, but there's the good side of that too. I
mean, exactly, it makes us appreciate those good things more.
I understand this one is set. You were talking about it being timeless, but it actually was set in the 1800s.
Right, right. And there's a little brief synopsis if you want me to
sure.
kind of talk about that. It says it's a tragic accident, a grief-stricken young widow, a lonely father and child, a tender story of two hearts broken by despair, finding wholeness through patience, loyalty, and faith in God. And it goes on to say that Love Comes Softly is the story of Marty, a young woman, independent young woman, at the age of 19, who travels with her new husband, seeking adventure and fortune. And you'll ache with Mary when, in the same way as many of her pioneer sisters, the venture turns to tragedy and Marty is left alone to learn firsthand the lessons of pain, heartache, frustration, and anger. She is forced to marry a strange man out of necessity, but slowly as the story progresses, the conflicts are resolved and the courage and beauty of true love and deep faith are realized.
And
so,
yeah,
interesting.
It is, and you know, I think we don't often think about all of the travels, tragedies, and so on for people who were those pioneers going across the United States. And we hear the stories about the men, but we don't often hear the stories about the women.
That's right.
And you know, they left their families, and my goodness, it just almost sometimes gives me goosebumps to think
yeah.
about all the things that they had to face. And think about this young woman. What does she do?
Uh-huh. Exactly. And at that time in history, you know, women just, they were not independent by any means. So they really had to be married and rely on their husbands.
Yes. So. Now, somewhere when I was looking at this stuff too, I think it said that this actually is based on a little bit of a true story. Is there anything in your information about that?
From what I've read through about the info that I've got, it does not say that, but it very well could.
Yeah, it was like a story somebody's grandma told her that kind of you know, related. Certainly not the whole story, but at least the beginnings of this kind of novel that based on true life. And I'm sure as people see it or have seen it on Hallmark, I'm guessing a lot of people have seen the play on Hallmark.
Yeah.
That they maybe they know somebody who in their family who's sort of had to go through those kinds of things.
Exactly.
But now, if you've seen it on TV, now it's a musical.
Right. You can come see it live, and it's going to be great. So, Toby Waldowski, the man that originally wrote this, and you know, as a musical anyway. He was born and raised in Webster, South Dakota, and his mother was a piano teacher, and she forced him to practice the piano 30 minutes every morning before school. So I imagine he's pretty good at tickling those ivories.
Mm-hmm. And his wife is a musician also, I believe.
Yes, she is. They actually met when they were students at South Dakota State University in Brookings and fell in love, and they both, being Christians, and were called to a music ministry, and they actually went out to Garden Grove, California, to the Crystal Theater, and went to a conference out there, and they ended up auditioning to sing for Dr. Robert Schuller and his wife, and they were hired and have remained there, you know, throughout their lives, but they're coming to Atlantic this weekend.
Yes. And now, do you have any information about some of the other people who are playing parts in here and singing?
As far as the supporting cast, I don't. I haven't got any information on that. So,
okay. The only thing I found was that that a lot of the parts are played by students in in the area, so that can change from area to area. And so there should be some Iowa and Nebraska young people who are playing these parts.
Exactly. Yeah, there will be some local talent showcasing that night and Sunday afternoon. So I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the story unfolds and with the characters. So
and enjoy the music.
Pardon me?
And enjoy the music.
Yes.
Enjoy
the music. Exactly.
Yes. Okay, now you said there's performances both Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Saturday evening at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And admission for adults is $10, and for students is $5. And one of the main reasons we're doing this at the Methodist Church, we are doing a fundraiser for a group. We have 24 people that are participating in a mission, and they're heading down to Beverly, Kentucky for a week, and that'll, I think, start July 22nd. And they're going down to the Redbird Mission. It's one of the main missions for the Methodist Church, and this year our local church is going to be sending a group down there.
Do they have any idea what kinds of things they're going to be doing? I know often those missions are doing building and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's really a variety of things that they'll be doing, and this Redbird Mission has actually been established or been going since 1921, which seems amazing that you know, it's been running that long, but they still need a lot of help in that area. It's a very chronic poverty area. There's a lack of jobs and poor housing, and it's in a mountainous area, so the terrain is, you know, provides a lot of obstacles for a better life for the residents of the area. Mm-hmm. So they'll be going down and providing ministry in five areas, which is education, health and wellness, community outreach, economic opportunity, and community housing improvement. So they're going to have a busy week.
They are, and it does take some money to get those folks there, and with two dozen of them going, so folks can come and help that mission and have a great time.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right.
Okay. So this Saturday and Sunday at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic.
That's right.
We want to thank you very much, David Williams, for visiting with us.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Until next time, here's a thought. Spring is the land awakening.